Well, to me, the best thing you can do is just to recollect their existence. Actually, I would prefer to recollect that the Buddha existed. One thing that people can fall into is thinking that devas will help them, and that's not necessarily wrong. But I like this is Marcus Aurelius. He says, if the gods exist, and it's, let's say I'm lusting after a certain woman, and the gods exist, better for me to ask that I be free of lust for this woman than that they give me this woman. That was his example. And if they can help me on any level, it's on that level that they can help me. And I sort of appreciate that. Like, I'm not looking for security or for possessions or for spouse or anything on the material level plane. What I'm looking for is goodness and truth. And if I'm in danger, what I would like to recollect is the Buddha, personally. Because I have the highest faith in the Buddha. And frankly, although I do trust the Deva's existence, there's certain something about the Buddha that is like, it seems there's just no question. None of this could exist without a Buddha. But whereas the Devas, yeah, I kind of discern they're bound to exist. And I'm open to that possibility. As far as connecting with the feelings of Devas, like when you're walking, just again, it's the sense of mystery. I think that's the best that I can do as a Westerner, is just to open up my mind. It's like, man, there's something more in this moment than meets the eye.